congregation. The Santa Cruz people. Hallelujah.
Despite gray skies and a sporadic drizzle, about 50 local activists, independent reporters, and curious onlookers were outside Borders Books on Tuesday morning, April 20th, awaiting the arrival of the Reverend Billy and the Stop Big Boxes Gospel Choir, whose brand of political street theater includes retail interventions in a mock-up of a frenzied televangelist. Upon his arrival at Borders, the Reverend Billy began banging on the windows of the corporate book chain.
Fluorescent light, $7 an hour, people alienated from their own products. This is violent. This is an attack on us. These are sweatshop products. Stop the big boxes. Stop the big boxes.
Stop them.
Amen.
Stop them.
Stop hallelujah.
And we know that if you can get your hand off the product, and I know that we are addicted. I know that we are Americans. We all know that 7% of the world's population consumes 30% of the world's resources, makes 30% of the world's waste. We all know that.
Yes.
And we're all on one sense or another. We're on the grid. We were burning gas coming here today. We are all sinners. It's complicated. It's complex. We forgive each other while we expect each other to be brave. Hallelujah. We've got our hand on that sweatshop product. But as we back away from the product,
back away.
Something happens.
Yes.
Something good happens.
Yes, yes.
What do we call it? We don't know what to call it. Somebody might say it's a spiritual awakening.
Hello.
Somebody might call it the revolution.
Good morning.
Somebody might call it the bookshop without borders.
Yes.
Somebody might say that in the space between you and the product you back away from, your own dreams and memories and stories rise up and readmit into the part of your mind that has been fenced off by advertising for so many years. You get your own stories back.
Hallelujah.
We want our stories back, Porters. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next place.
From here, the Reverend led his flock across the street to the Gap for an exorcism of the cash register.
We have a large number of people out here who know where these clothes come from. They know about the sweatshops. We know about the sweatshops. We know about the sweatshops, and we will refuse to shop here.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, we will.
We know better. Amen. Let's have a cash register exorcism right now.
Take those evil spirits.
I call on the God that is not a product.
Yes.
Come into the evil cash register of the Gap Company.
Take it out, Reverend. Take it out, Reverend.
We want this message today to go out across the world to the jail factories in Sri Lanka, to the jail factories in rural China. Go into these people. Free them. Free them from their sweatshops. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be. Hallelujah. Stop shopping, children. Stop shopping. We know where these clothes come from. We know they are sweatshop products.
The assembled choir, adorned in yellow robes with purple trim, led the flocks in revival hymns and paraded through the Gap and Baby Gap, eventually winding their way up to Starbucks Coffee for some more words from the Reverend. From here, the group made its way across the street in a symbolic act of jaywalking to the locally owned coffee roasting company for worship and hymns. After refueling at the locally owned coffee roasting company, the Reverend Billy and the Stop Big Boxes choir led their flock north on Pacific Avenue towards Urban Outfitters.
Within, which might be different than your parents or your uncle or the people that taught you to go to war. This company, this egregious piece of evil. Transnational chain store has been discovered to try, it's trying to appropriate what is new, pop, hip, interesting in young people. It is owned by a Republican CEO who gives money to the Bush administration.
Out the store. Let's go. Out the store.
It sells a board game called Ghettoopoly, in which you get to go around the board.
Yes, you get one warning.
Step
out of the store.
Because you deal crack in your neighborhood. Black leaders call for a boycott of urban
racism!
Sinful, shameful sweatshop company. You know, there are 15-year-old girls in Sri Lanka and rural China. We are here representing them. They are jailed in those sweatshops, sitting at sewing machines, getting 14 cents an hour, making these so-called hip, colorful rags for children that they do. God, I feel like Carrie Nation with an axe. Hallelujah. I don't even want to dignify this transnational chain store with my presence. Amen. I just want you to know there's a reason your store is empty. I have anger.
Let it work through you.
I have anger.
Let it go through you, right through you. Don't hold on to it, Reverend.
I have anger for this company. This company. This company.
Tell the truth.
Tries to pick off stray, lonely kids who don't think they're hip enough, who are lonely, who feel disengaged from their community, who are feeling like they're not worthy. They don't live a good life because they can't live up to the advertising that comes into their minds all day long. This consensual hypnosis, this strange, absurd environment that we have to negotiate with 24 hours a day. No wonder we fly these jets at three times the speed of sound around the world and bomb people we can't even see. It is that absurd. That is how absurd it is that we would do that. This man who owns this company gives money to the war effort. Boycott this place. I'm sorry, I got angry. Sister, I got angry. I'm sorry.
I think we should go to service.
I'm never going there again.
Push that prayer, push back that media.
At the end of the corporate tour, I had an opportunity to ask the Reverend Billy a few questions about the effectiveness of their protest.
I'm V-Man with Free Radio Santa Cruz. What's the most effective way to stop big boxes?
You know, it's a bunch of different things at once. There are the people that are best at going to the planning commission meetings, finding out exactly what they're doing there, how the realtors are coming in and greasing the palms of local representatives. There are people that are best at voting, organizing door-to-door, putting the right people in the commissions, in the city council, finding the right people. We are street performers. I think we have a role, too. To dramatize the idea, to put the idea out there so that other people can work. We're all working in different ways, but we have to expel violent companies from Main Street.
You've never been afraid to put yourself in harm's way. You've been arrested numerous times for actions like these around the country. Do you think that American citizens need to take a stronger stand, put their bodies on the line, face arrest, start being inconvenienced?
All social change has come about from the people who had the power accusing the people who were changing society of trespassing. They all say, this is private property. And right now, transnational corporations are coming in, and they are buying things mysteriously, and all of a sudden you're standing on private property and you didn't know you were.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have to go to those cash registers, put our hands on those cash registers, and exorcise them, brother! Hallelujah! Amen!